Thank you for listening to Kingdom Come with Andrew Nkoyeo podcast. We are glad you're here, and make sure you subscribe to the channel, follow to make sure you get notification when new episodes are released. We are glad that you're part of our community, and I'll also give you an opportunity to become a patron so you support this work so we can continue releasing content that will equip you for the lifestyle of power, miracles, signs, and wonders. So, on today's broadcast, we are going to go through, this is the introduction to several series of episodes going through my new book, Catch and Release God's Supernatural, Keys to Operating in God's Miracles, Healing, and Power. I want to walk you through everything that I know that God has taught me over the years to walking in God's power, miracles, signs, and wonders. So in each episode, we'll be breaking down a chapter, and some chapters are longer, so we'll be going over methods and steps and principles and biblical truth that I want to show you that helped me to go from a struggling Christian with a desire, you know, to be what God says I can be and to do what God says I can do, to actually living out that dream. So this is what we are launching today. This is going to be the introduction to the book, Catch and Release God's Supernatural, but also to a series of episodes as we go through this book. And I believe by the time we are done, you're going to have all the tools that you need to be able to walk in God's supernatural. So I encourage you, if you haven't gotten a copy of this book, you can get it on our website, kingdomimpactministry.org/God's Supernatural. You can get it on Amazon or any book retailer. And the reason I'm encouraging you to get a copy is because I'm not going to go through every little bitty detail. So I'll give you the high level view on as we go together. And then you can follow with your book, make notes, and be able to take action as I show you, as I instruct you and inspire you to for the next steps. So you can get this book anywhere books are sold in whatever country you're in, I believe. So, does this describe you? You are tired on depending on other people's faith, anointing, relationship with God to experience healing, miracles, victory in your life. Does that describe you? Or do you feel afraid to set out because you think you'll fail and don't see any results? Do you feel frustrated because you have prayed, believed, and done everything you know to do, and yet you haven't seen the answer to your prayers and to your actions? Or do you feel unworthy and that you don't measure up to being able to access God's supernatural in your own life or for others by your own faith or anointing or prayers? If this is you, dear friend, you are not alone. I know exactly how you feel. I have been there 34 years ago. I was 14 years old. I had a hunger after I gave my life to the Lord. I was hungry and had this burden on me to change lives, to help people around me with the gospel, to do the things that I saw Jesus doing in the Bible, what he was saying that I'll be able to do as a believer, to walk in miracles, signs, and wonders, because Jesus said, and these things, these miracles, these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. They shall cast out demons. And yet, the first year I got saved, I mean, I was on fire. I was burning with the passions, like, yeah, I'm ready to do something. And then as much as I did try to step out, nothing happened. There was no results that the Bible, you know, calls miracles, signs, and wonders. I didn't see, you know, my faith and my action being rewarded with, you know, things happening in my own life or the lives of others. So I began to wonder, what am I doing wrong? What is it that I'm missing? Okay. And this is what I want to share with you. A little bit of my story as I go through these points, how I started, and how you can start, okay? It begins with a burden or an all-consuming desire for God's supernatural. Put that in your spirit. You see, when I got saved, I had this burning desire within me to go heal the sick, cast out demons, you know, set captives free. That would be my contribution to the kingdom of God. Okay? I didn't want to be a preacher. I didn't want to be a teacher or any other. I just wanted to just be a regular guy going out doing the thing Jesus said that I will do as a believer. Okay? But it begins with an all-consuming, and I put that word all-consuming. It can't just be a little desire here and there. It has to consume you. You want to see God. Okay? I remember at age 14, I was consumed with this burden. This desire, I couldn't really explain it. I wanted to help people around me. I wanted to see people healed and set free. People come to know Jesus and the freedom that I was experiencing, the hope and the love and the peace that was in my heart. I wanted everybody to experience it. But I didn't know how to minister that to others. But what I had was this all-consuming desire. Okay, so that is step number one for you, dear friend. You can start there by asking God to give you an all-consuming desire. Do you have an all-consuming desire? Do you have a burden? You may say, well, I want to see God heal me. I want to see God heal people. But are you consumed with that desire? Because I'm going to show you throughout, as we go through this book, God is going to meet you at your point of desire. If that desire is so insatiable that you can't contain it, but push forward, God is going to meet you. And I'm going to show you, you know, what steps you can take. Okay. But that's kind of where it starts. And so when I started out, I had this burning desire and I wondered, what was I doing wrong? I wondered, am I not having the right spiritual gift? Am I not praying right? Or I don't have the right. Really, do I have to have a special calling? You see, all those things, you know, went through my head. You know, maybe I don't have enough faith. Maybe I haven't been a Christian long enough for God to trust me and to use me. Okay? And so I began to almost disqualify myself based on my experience, or am I worthy to be used by God? So I struggled, you know, and in my struggle, I began to look out to those people who are moving in God's power, healing the sick and casting out demons, hoping to learn something from them as I watched them, as I watched their ministries. You know, I watched in 1986, T.L. Osborne and Daisy Osborne. They came and did a crusade in Uganda, and I went to that crusade meeting, and I saw miracles, signs, and wonders happening all across that stadium. So effortless. You know, and I was like, wow, could it be that simple? What is it that they do that I'm not doing? Or what do they have that I don't have? And then I saw Maurice Sello. I saw, you know, Robert Kayanja. I saw Benson Idahosa from Nigeria. All these men were effortlessly moving and operating in power and demonstrations of power of God's hand, healings, miracles, signs and wonders, and people are coming, you know, into freedom and liberty effortlessly. And I was like, wow. So then I went back and I continued to pray and I continued to search the scriptures. You know, and then I ask God to show me, what is it? What is it that they have that I don't have? And one day, you know, the Holy Spirit, you know, spoke to me and I said, Andrew, the one thing that all these men have in common, though they come from different countries and different cultures, different backgrounds, the one thing they have in common is the power of God. Okay? So, that takes us to step number two. You have to discover what it takes. Okay? So when I discovered what it takes for you and I is called the power of God. And the Bible uses different terminologies referring to the power of God. I call it the one thing, okay, that every Christian needs is the power of God, the anointing, God's power, the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Spirit. Okay. There are all kinds of different terminologies. Unction. It doesn't matter which terminology you use. It means the same thing. That is the one thing that all these men had in common. And so then I had to figure out, how do I connect with the power of God? How do I connect with the Holy Spirit and the power that He will release into my life so that I receive it, and then I'm able to minister it to others? And then I'm going to show you, that's my goal in going through my book, is to show you how do you connect with the Holy Spirit. But first, you have to know that it's not by might, Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, it's not by might, not by the cunning cleverness of man, not by great effort. I mean, great effort is great, but it doesn't necessarily produce the results that you want, especially in the supernatural. You have to use that effort, apply that effort with the right key or the right step, the right method, as I'll show you. Yeah, there are biblical methods in the Bible. Jesus used them. Okay, we're not reinventing anything new here. I will show you. They are biblical. Jesus did it. We're just going to do exactly what he did and how he did it. And then we're going to see the same results that he did. Hallelujah. Okay, so it's called the power of God. And that's why I say it is the one thing. It's not that you need a special spiritual gift. If you have one, or you have more spiritual gifts, great. And those will help you to make your calling, you know, fulfilled. But in the beginning, as I will show you, that the anointing will amplify the spiritual gifts. When I started out, I didn't even know what spiritual gifts I had, you know, if I had any. But what I had was the passion, okay, the desire. And then I discovered that it's by the Holy Spirit. It is going to take the Holy Spirit and His power in my life, okay? And then step number three is you have to take action. Once you discover that is by the Holy Spirit, you have to learn how to connect with the Holy Spirit, okay? And when you do, then you go to step number three, which is you taking action. And for me, when I discovered how to work with the Holy Spirit, how to plug into His power, and I took action, in my struggle in the beginning, I had gone to the streets, in the marketplace, tried to preach. They threw tomatoes at me. They threw stones at me. They called me all kind of names. In other words, I failed. Nobody got saved, and nobody got healed, and nobody got set free. So after I discovered this one thing, the power of the Holy Spirit, and learn how to connect with the Holy Spirit and how to move and flow in His power for Him to release His miracle working, you know, power with me and through me, I went back to the same marketplace in the city center in Kampala, Uganda. I preached the same message, you know, only believe. Simple. Jesus preached it. I preach it. You know, only believe, you know, simple scripture. And the transformation was miraculous. After sharing the scripture, I invited people to get saved. And several people came forward and gave their hearts to the Lord. Now, but remember now, this time I'm operating in the Holy Spirit and under the anointing. And then I invited people who needed healing. And there was this blind beggar, you know, in this, I mean, he's known, he's a professional beggar. You know, he's been blind probably from birth. Everybody knows him. He's been there all his life. And he comes forward. And I prayed for this blind beggar. And God instantly opened his eyes. You see, this is the transformation. I went from, you know, the burden, from the desire, to struggling and striving and figuring out, almost giving up on that passion, what God had put into my heart, you know, to do, to impact lives. And then, but once I discovered the Holy Spirit and how to walk in His power, then I took action, and all of a sudden, this blind beggar is healed, you know, in front of thousands of people in the marketplace. Then all of a sudden, everybody's eyes, they are on me. Guess what I did? I made another altar call. Hey, you've seen God, this God that I talk about, this God that I preach. Who wants to follow this God? All of a sudden, instead of having a few hands go up, now I had hundreds of people give their lives to the Lord because of the one miracle they had just seen. And dear friend, like they say, that was the beginning of my supernatural miracle healing deliverance ministry from that day at age 15. And so I said, okay, can I do this the next day and see the same results? And they happened. And then I went from the marketplace to holding meetings anywhere I could find a place to invite people to hear the gospel into this soccer field. You know, we call it soccer or football field, playgrounds. And then it grew from there to bigger gathering and bigger gatherings. And the rest is history. So what made the difference? The difference was the power of God. Prior to that, I was praying. I was reading the Bible. I was studying the Bible. I was doing all the Christian things, rituals that we do. You do your read your Bible, you pray, you know, all those things. But you see, I didn't know about the Holy Spirit a whole lot. And I wasn't, you know, seeking the Holy Spirit. I wasn't listening to the Holy Spirit and surrendering to the Holy Spirit and working with Him. But when I found out that He's the only one who's going to empower me to do the things that I was hungry and desiring to do, it made a shift. And dear friend, that's why I preach that this is your greatest need as a Christian, is the power and the fire of the Holy Spirit within you. Because once you have this fire operating in you, with you, and through you, you are unstoppable. You are dangerous to the kingdom of darkness. Okay? You go from being a mere Christian to being a transformer, a revivalist, a reformer, a life changer. Okay? And I believe that's what God wants for all of us Christians. You know, He's called us to take the gospel to the ends of the earth, okay, to make disciples of all nations. How are we going to do that? We can't do it with the 1% clergy in the church when the rest of the church is 99%, you know, lay people. That's why the Bible says in Ephesians 4 that He has given all these gifts, you know, to equip the saints. You see, my gift, you know, that I discovered later that I have, my gift is to help equip you, the saints. Take what God has shown me and taught me and equip you, you know, to go impact your own life and then impact your spheres of influence. That's how we are going to disciple the nations. That's how, you know, we are going to reach places. There are places I'll never be able to reach, but guess what? There are places that you can reach at your job, at your school, you know, in your business, in your neighborhood. You know, we don't all have to be missionaries going on overseas fields to make an impact. Where you are is your mission field. So when I started out, where I was my mission field, my school and the marketplace. On my way back from school, I would stop at the marketplace and preach. You see, I wasn't looking for special, you know, trips to make. No, there was a captive audience all around me. I didn't have to look. All I said, Holy Spirit, give me the courage and the boldness to go talk to somebody and to pray for somebody. As simple as that. Now, I didn't know that God wanted me to go into something bigger than what it grew into, but it all began with the desire and the willingness to take action. And dear friend, this is what I want to mentor you into. So, let me give you an overview of what this book covers and what we're going to cover as we go through in this podcast and broadcast in the coming weeks. Okay. I'm going to be taking you on a journey using testimonies and stories that I've experienced in my personal life and in the ministry. I'll show you the kingdom power keys in action and how to apply them step by step with guidance. Okay. The same keys that helped me. I'm going to reveal what the power of God is and why you need it. Because if I come and tell you, oh, just start operating in the power of God, you may not be convinced, but I will show you what the biblical definition and description of what the power of God is. Okay? We are going to go through that chapter and I'm going to show you. And then I'm going to show you the why. You see, most people don't pursue their destiny because they don't know the why. You see, it's like any organization, any company, or anybody that ever made a difference. They have a why. You see, this is different from the, you know, the vision or the mission. This is the reason why you do what you do. Okay? This is the reason for being. The vision is the bigger picture of what you want to accomplish. Now, when I started out, my bigger picture wasn't really to go to the nations. My bigger picture then was to help people around me as many as I could. But my why was to impact people with the kingdom of God, for the kingdom of God. That was my why. I just want to see everybody come to know this Jesus, experience the freedom and the power and all that Christ died for. That was my why. I didn't know how I'll ever get there. Okay. I didn't have a mission statement or a vision statement. I didn't have anything, you know, written down. But in my heart and in my mind, my why was I want to see the God of the Bible. I want to see the God of the Bible in my life. And I want to see this God of the Bible, you know, in action through me to other people. And then I want to bring change, transformation to my environment with this God of the Bible and this gospel of the Bible. That was my why, really, you know. And that why motivated me and pushed me, even when the going gets rough, okay, and it's tough, and it's going to get tough. Sometimes you go and you don't see any results, you see, but you have a strong why. You know why. So I'm going to show you why you need the power of God, okay? You need to have a strong why, otherwise you won't pursue it, okay? You won't really give yourself the permission to do what it takes, what God requires of you to be able to walk in a deeper measure and a deeper level to see the miraculous and the supernatural and all the things that he desires to demonstrate with you and through you. Okay, so I'm going to show you that why and the results of the power. What does the power do? You need to see that all throughout scripture, what the power will do. Okay, because it's the power of God that causes miracles, signs and wonders to happen. You know, I know people are looking for healing and deliverance they want to see miracles. They want curses broken, but it is the power of God that breaks all that. Okay. It's not the spiritual gift of healing. It's not the spiritual gift of working on miracle. It is the power of God. And the spiritual gifts are amplified by the power of God. They're actually activated and released when you begin to walk in the power of God. Okay. When I started out, I didn't know what spiritual gifts I had. But once I plugged into the power of God and began to walk in it, all of a sudden, you know, I began to realize that there were more, different things that happened more than other things. You know, different kinds of miracles happen, or different kinds of words of knowledge or prophecy, or different things were happening. And as I studied the word of God, then I could later on, I could say, oh, actually, these gifts are more prevalent and dominant in my life than these other gifts, you see. But I never set out to focus on seeking the gift, but I focused on the giver of the gift, okay, and the demonstrator of the gift. So when you focus on the power, on the Holy Spirit, you know, then you're going to find that you're going to discover the gifts and then much more, okay? So then I'm going to show you step by step how to release God's supernatural power, okay, in your own life. And then to others. You see, you have to be able to release that power in your own life. See, most people have faith for everybody else except themselves. Okay? They can pray for other people, for the sick, cast out demons, and do all the other things for other people except for themselves. You see, this is what I found out, that if I'm going to minister the power of God to others, I have to be able to minister that power to myself. Okay, I lay hands on myself. I have prophesied over myself. I have spoken over myself. Okay, you know, the things I do for other people, I do for me. And I found out, actually, you know, that anointing, it works the same for myself as it, you know, does for others. You see, God is not only just wanting to use you. He wants to bless you, and he wants to make you the evidence. Listen to this. He wants to make you the evidence of what you preach, of what you believe. Amen. So I'm going to show you how do you, you know, with testimonies. I've got a ton of testimonies of healings that have happened in my own life. Yeah. And how they have come about. Because God has shown me and has taught me how to minister and how to receive from the anointing that is already on me. You have that anointing, and I'm going to show you how to unlock it. Okay. Because the miracle work is within you. Okay, and then I'm going to teach you the same keys, secrets, methods, and steps that allowed me to go from struggling, mediocre, you know, Christian to changing my own life and then the lives of hundreds of thousands around the world. Maybe more. Who knows? But the point is, all this is possible. And so this is our goal in this introduction episode. I just pray that you are inspired and you're pumped up because of what is coming. You know, next, I'm going to show you that the power of God is attainable, okay, and how you can have it. Hallelujah. See, I want to pray for you, dear friend. You are listening and you are watching. You are not a Christian. You don't have a relationship with God. That's where it begins, by committing your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, turning your life over to Him and say, Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I confess that I am a sinner. I have offended God and offended you and done what is evil in your sight, in the things that I've done, said, or thought. I give you all my sins, and I take your righteousness, your holiness. Wash me with your precious blood. Write my name in the book of life, that I may spend eternity with you. Lord Jesus, fill me with your Holy Spirit, so that I may be able to do your will from this moment going forward. I confess that I am yours. I am born again. I am saved. You are my Lord and you are my Savior. Amen. Dear friend, you have said that simple prayer. Jesus has come into your heart. You are what the Bible calls a Christian, born again Christian. Now find yourself a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled church and get plugged in and write to me. I have resources to help you grow in your walk and in this journey that we are talking about, for you to become the dynamite of God through the Holy Spirit to change lives all around you. Amen. So write to me, kingdomimpactministry.org/contact. Go and send me an email and let me know of your decision, and we will send you links to resources that we have. Okay. Dear friend, I encourage you to partner with us. You can give to our ministry for our podcast listener. You can give a donation. You can become a patron, meaning you can give small amounts to help our broadcast and podcast keep going. $3, $5, $10. And we have rewards and perks that you unlock when you do that, and just helping us to continue this work. So go to our website, kingdomimpactministry.org/podcast. And if you just want to make a donation, go to the website, kingdomimpactministry.org/give, and make a donation. We appreciate your support. Dear friend, these teachings that we are on, they come from this book, Catch and Release God's Supernatural. You can get it on our website, kingdomimpactministry.org/God Supernatural. And you can go deeper with the School of the Anointing. You know, this book is like a summary of the School of the Anointing. It's an online course that we put together. And then I got this idea that, you know, to make a book that will go with the course. So then you readily have it, you know, and so it's a summarized version of the online course, the School of the Anointing, which you can have access to. You go to our website, kingdomimpactministry.org/yes, and you'll have a 7-day to try it, and you can join for as little as $50 a month, and we'll give you access to everything that comes with it. Transcripts, slides, everything that you need is in there. And so our goal is to be able to equip you. And last but not the least, for our podcast listeners, I encourage you to subscribe, follow, so you receive notification for when we publish a new episode. And while there, if you love our website, and I believe this message is blessing you and our podcasts are blessing you, leave a review, rank our podcast to help others find it, how it's blessing your life. And as you leave a review, we'll send you a gift, a free gift of our digital version of Working the Works of God. Simply just take a screenshot of your review and send it to us on our website by email us, and we'll love to send it to you, buy it for you from Amazon if you use Kindle, whatever. We want to say thank you for taking the time to review and help other people benefit from these podcasts and broadcasts, because we put a lot of prayer and a lot of time, and we want people, to be able to enjoy them. So you'll be helping us share the word, and we'll love hearing your stories, how, you are touching your life, and it will be a blessing to us and our team and all the people that, work and pray. So we appreciate you. And before we go off the air here, I want to pray for you. Okay, I want to pray for desire. I want to pray for the tenacity right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray for the viewer and I pray for our listeners for a burning desire from the Holy Spirit to be ignited in their hearts for God's supernatural, for God's power, God's reality, for what He wants to do in your life. I pray, Holy Spirit, ignite a fire, rekindle a fire within every viewer and every listener, God, to be able to hunger for the Holy Spirit and all that the Holy Spirit will do, to desire it and to be able to take the next step in the name of Jesus. Amen. I love you, dear friend, and I hope to be with you again in the coming episode. May God bless you.
As a believer, the keys to the supernatural are in your hands, and with them you can access your inheritance. In his newest book, Working the Works of God, Dr. Andrew teaches us how, through the glory of God and his anointing, we are empowered to move past our human abilities and function in the supernatural realm, where nothing is impossible. Order your copy today. To become a Kingdom Impact Ministry partner or sow a financial seed, call us toll-free, 1-855-41-VOICE. That's 1-855-418-6423. Or log on to www.kingdomimpactministry.org.
Watch Andrew on the Kingdom Come broadcast 24/7 online at kingdomimpactministry.org and on our Kingdom Impact Ministry TV channels available on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, and Android TV. To stream on the go, get the Kingdom Impact Ministry mobile app for Apple and Android devices from the App Store today. To receive prayer, order resources, or to become a partner with Kingdom Impact Ministry, call us toll-free, 1-855-41-VOICE. That's 1-855-418-6423, or visit us online at kingdomimpactministry.org. You can also write to us at Kingdom Impact Ministry, P.O. Box 2073, Montrose, Colorado, 81402. This broadcast is a presentation of Kingdom Impact Ministry and is made possible by the grace of God, faithful prayers, and gifts from partners and viewers like you.